Deebo Samuel is a San Francisco Niners again. Around August 1st, he agreed to a one-year deal to return to the franchise that drafted him, per Andrew Olson at Saturday Down South, with NFL.com confirming San Francisco signed him after Ricky Pearsall's season-ending PCL surgery opened the roster spot. Adam Schefter reported the two sides had been talking for weeks via Niners Nation. The Washington chapter, the one his June preview was filed under, is over on both ends. The Commanders answered their own receiver question by signing Stephon Diggs, official August 7th, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. The June preview was written into the strange middle of this, when Samuel was unsigned in July, and it made two claims worth checking. First, the tape claim, his 72 catches, 727 yards, and 25% target share in Washington were real, the heaviest verified target share in our whole batch, and a quarter of a team's targets does not evaporate because a front office hasn't called. Second, the process claim, and we will quote our own homework. Veteran receivers historically sign when a contender's camp gets its first bad injury news. That is close to exactly what happened. Pearsall's knee gave out, and within days the wait ended with a contender's contract. What we cannot do yet is size the new role. San Francisco's receiver room and target tree are a different show's beat, and one week in, the reporting is thin. The one detail that surfaced, headline level via Niners Nation, and worth a hedge because the underlying piece wasn't accessed, is that Samuel took running back reps in Niners camp this week while Christian McCaffrey sat with tightness. If that sticks, it is a signature Deebo usage note. The all-purpose touches from anywhere role was always his best version, and it was the part Washington's offense used least. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The preview's whole framework was that the player was fine, and the situation was the only variable, and the situation resolved the way the signing market history said it would, injury first, contract after. What we could not know then, and flag honestly now, is the fit. A 30-year-old on a one-year deal in a crowded contender's offense. Next week, we watch how San Francisco actually deploys him, receiver, backfield, or both, and whether the McCaffrey situation expands the audition. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.